Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S. President Barack Obama strongly condemned North Korea's recent nuclear test and missile launches. North Korea's September 9th nuclear test is a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. North Korea stands out as the only country to have tested nuclear weapons this century. This most recent test, North Korea's second this year, follows an unprecedented campaign of ballistic missile launches, which North Korea claims are intended to serve as delivery vehicles for nuclear weapons targeting the United States and our allies, the Republic of Korea, and Japan. Furthermore, the U.S. does not and never will accept North Korea as a nuclear state. Far from achieving its stated national security and economic development goals, North Korea's provocative and destabilizing actions have instead served to isolate and impoverish its people through its relentless pursuit of nuclear weapons and ballistic missile capabilities. This nuclear test, a flagrant violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions, makes clear North Korea's disregard for international norms and standards for behavior and demonstrates it has no interest in being a responsible member of the international community. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said, "We remain committed to defending the American people and honoring our security commitments to our allies in the region. We are prepared to take whatever measures are necessary to ensure our alliances continue to defend against this growing threat to international peace and security." The United States remains steadfast in our defense commitments to our allies in the region, using all the capabilities at our disposal, including our extended deterrence commitments. The DPRK's repeated and willful violations of its obligations under UN Security Council resolutions, its belligerent and erratic threats, and web of illicit activities around the world indicate it has no interest in participating in global affairs as a responsible member of the international community. This shows that North Korea would not be a credible negotiating partner. Secretary Kerry said the U.S. remains open to credible and authentic talks aimed at full and verifiable denuclearization of the DPRK, and North Korea can only achieve the security and development it seeks by living up to its international obligations and commitments.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.